The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 165, Target Acquisition.
If we lose all the STIP units west of the Mississippi, it would devastate IDF's ability to function here.
We don't have solid assurance that this is their target. I think he's still assessing his options, otherwise he would have contacted Louis.
What do you think he's doing in there?
I suspect he prearranged some sort of meeting.
Perhaps a job interview.
It would give him the opportunity to do some surveillance, and since the entrance to the transfer station is in a utility room, I'm willing to bet he's applying for some sort of janitorial job.
That makes sense. He'd have a lot to go through for any technical position.
Here he comes. It looks like he's got some paperwork with him.
I'm sure the university will have their HR department handle any hiring, and they'd most likely do a background check on him.
How's he going to get past that?
Perhaps Sam can give us some insight as to how Hong and mercenaries cover their tracks, so to speak.
I imagine Rage has a fairly effective network in place. I mean, stealing identities is probably second nature to them.
He's reached his car. Are we going to follow him?
We can track him on GPS and... Hold on, it's Detective Hawk. Kate? Agent Simon and Jameson and I are at the university power plant following Hank.
Stand by, our trace just activated. He's making a call. Patching you in.
Okay, I have you on speaker. Hank is making a call.
Splendid.
Yeah, what do you got?
I'm at that transportation company I told you about. I just met with a foreman asking about a job for my nephew. Unfortunately, there aren't any openings right now.
That's too bad. He's going to be disappointed. What did the work environment look like?
The layout is just as I pictured it. Easy access getting in and out. I have some paperwork for him to fill out. Even though there aren't any openings right now, they're accepting applications.
Well, something might open up.
Oh, something will definitely open up, all right.
Do I need to start transporting his things out there?
Whether he gets a job here or not, there are other opportunities. I recommend you go back home and pick up his things. He didn't quite get everything the first time.
Back to Queens? Yeah, that's the ticket. You want me to get everything?
I don't think we'll have time to get everything. I'll send you a list. Make plans to leave tomorrow.
What about the store?
I have arranged for someone to watch the place for now. Once we get my nephew moved in, then you can return.
Well, if you can find someone on a permanent basis, I wouldn't mind going back to New York.
If we can accomplish all of our goals, you can do whatever you want, Louis.
Sounds good to me. I'll be waiting for your call.
I think it's obvious what that call was all about.
I agree, Kate. He mentioned the layout and easy access.
I thought it odd that he said the layout was as he pictured.
That struck me as odd, too. Evidently, he's been studying floor plans of some sort.
Did everyone catch that remark about things definitely opening up?
Sounded like a bomb threat to me.
Exactly.
I agree. However, Louis asked about transporting his nephew's belongings, and Hank made an interesting statement.
I thought the same thing. He said that if the job didn't open up, there were other opportunities.
Which means the IT job is still on the table.
Agent Hawk, it sounds to me like you're putting together a team to go to New York. Agent Barnes started this whole investigation. Do you think he would follow Louis to New York?
There's a mission from Boldabar headquarters. Our old friend Wi-Fi has been kidnapped by some mad scientist. Jaffra and his crew of Nate, Pam, and Gabby are in pursuit. Because of Wi-Fi's capabilities, they need someone with similar skills.
I take it you're talking about Agent Barnes. Why are we concerned about Wi-Fi's safety? He was, after all, galactic enemy number one.
Jaffra's mission is to capture the doctor who is wanted for serious crimes. Wi-Fi would be a bonus.
Well, Louis's your problem, so good luck with that. We're going to monitor Hank's movements, so keep us in the loop with Louis's whereabouts.
I'll do that.
And good luck finding a team in New York.
And good luck to all of you.
Bye.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Hey, Jim.
Hey,
back to me so soon. Something must be up.
We just intercepted a call from Hank to Louie.
Yeah, what the heck can Jekyll up to now?
I just talked to Simon's team. They followed Hank to the University of Houston's power plant.
Southwestern Stip Transfer Point? Is that their target?
Based on their conversation, that's a very strong possibility. Hank went there under the guise of applying for a job. His message to Louie was that the layout is what he hoped for, but he still wants to keep other options open.
What other options? The IT facility?
Precisely. But here's the kicker. He wants Louie to return to Queens to, and I quote, go back home and pick up his things. He didn't quite get everything the first time, end quote.
Well, that's interesting. Didn't finish. Finish what?
That's what we're going to find out.
How about this, wee business?
I know, Jim. You're headed back to space. Why? I have no idea.
Hey, look. People are paying $25 million for less than 11 minutes of space. I can go across the galaxy for free. So, who are you going to send to follow up on Louie?
Well...
Oh, no, no, no. Not Kelly. You're not sending your sister to New York. She doesn't even have enough field training for that.
Jim, how is she going to get field training if we don't give it to her? I ran it by Jake and he agrees under one condition.
And that is?
An experienced agent must go with her.
Well, I suppose under those conditions. Yeah, I guess she can handle it, but who are you going to get?
Holiday is working on getting Nelson to assist. The problem will be coming up with a cover story to get Baltimore PD to release him for special assignment.
I tell you, I'd feel much better if it was Nelson. He's the most experienced agent we have. Well, you know, they managed to come up with something once before to send him to St. Louis. I hope they can do it again.
If anyone can pull this off, it would be Jake Holiday. I'll let you know when he works things out. In the meantime, get Kelly ready, because I know you're leaving soon for Baldabar.
Get her ready? Kate, she's been ready. I'm sure we have at least a day before Louie takes off.
From what we can gather, no more than a day.
Well, then I'll leave it to you to work out the details, but I don't think she should go unless Nelson goes too. Hey, what about you going instead?
Kelly and I working together? Really? You don't know much about sisters, do you? I'm sure we could do it, but it's a moot point. Holiday would be reluctant to send me on a mission like that. To the outside world, I'm still in frail condition, so it would be hard to justify.
I know exactly how that goes. I went through the same thing after being shot. If it hadn't been for the IDF medical team, I wouldn't be here. Well, I have things to do to get ready, so I'll check in with you before I depart.
All right. Talk to you soon.
That looks like the last pallet.
That's an awful lot of medical supplies.
According to the cargo manifest, that first pallet's for the research center, so that'll be your last stop.
Good. That will give me a little time for recon. Gabby, how long were you laid up there?
In my time, about 2 weeks. Your time, about 12 complete sleep cycles. I know the layout of the old ward section fairly well, but I was never in the research side.
Look, I say grab the first bloke you see and make him take you right to him. Or someone who knows where he is.
I appreciate your input, Joe Mac, but I've been doing this a long time. Alerting someone to the real purpose of our visit may lose me the element of surprise. We're going to make the delivery and go from there.
Jaffra, you are a beast of a man. Don't you think you're going to stick out like a mantra beast?
I'm not worried about that, Captain Tam. A lot of my people came through this hospital during the war. From what I understand, many still vacation here. We enjoy the warmth.
Well, I hope you do, because it's going to get pretty hot in there if you blow your cover.
You don't worry about that. If I can fool the IDF into thinking I was an active duty pilot and take one of their aircraft in the middle of a tactical exercise, I think I can pass myself off as a truck driver.
I'm not so much worried about you as I am him.
You don't have to worry about Jaffra. He fooled Rage Leaders into thinking he was a Seeker working for Lister. These two can handle themselves. You're the one we're worried about.
Boys, time to mount up.
We'll be on scrambled frequency alpha. The trip should take one standard hour. We'll notify you upon reaching the hospital. From that point on, be ready to assist if needed.
I have a portable receiver. So what do you guys think about us going to the beach? I mean, we have time.
I think you need to relax a little, Joe Mac. There's nothing you can do right now anyway.
Well, after sitting in that deep freezer for so long, I could use a little warmth.
I do believe the beach bar is open. I'm sure they'll have something to warm you up.
Wait a minute. If you think I'm going to be the designated driver, think again. I can't fly both ships at the same time.
Don't worry. Come on. We can relax in the ship a few before we leave.
So, Tam, was your ship damaged?
No. We just came off a big mission on Titan III. The upgrades were part of the IDF payment to us.
Ah, that's what you think it was.
That was part of it. They also gave Gabby and me a nice monetary payout.
What makes you think otherwise?
It's been my experience that the IDF never gives you anything. There's a purpose behind everything they do.
I know how you feel. I was that same guy not too long ago. I helped out on a mission to capture Lister. I got some nice upgrades, mostly from the riches I found. But they came back at me with an offer to assist them in certain missions.
You sold your soul to the devil.
You call him devil. We call him Crawlmaster. But no, I didn't sell anything. Here, have a seat. Get comfortable.
Let me ask you, Captain Joe Mac, have you ever been boarded by IDF custom agents?
Who hasn't? With that Muncie Act in place, they can stop any ship for any reason.
Exactly. But do you think they'd bother you as much if you were a deputized IDF ship?
And I can tell you for a fact that not one single IDF agent has shown any interest in the Mercury since then.
I see. But have you been able to haul any contraband right under their noses?
Me? Contraband? I wouldn't think of it. Would you like some very special untaxed bourbon?
Don't mind if I do.
I didn't realize I'd be spending half my time riding in a car.
Maybe Captain Richards will let you drive, sir.
And what difference would that make? I'm still in the car.
Yes, sir, but you'd be driving and not riding.
Ah, Jameson, I do believe you were sent to annoy me. Speaking of which, Tracy, perhaps you should check in with Detective Garrett and see if Sam has made any progress.
Sounds like a good idea. Call Garrett. Have you and Sam had any luck with the restaurants?
I don't know if you'd call it luck, unless you're talking about the restaurants. They've done pretty good business with Sam's research.
Don't tell me you two have been eating all morning.
No, only one of us has.
Has Sam done anything besides eat all morning?
Hold on, let me put you on speaker. Okay, Sam, Agent Simon wants to know if you've learned anything.
Hey, Simon, I'm loving this research.
So I gather.
Based on their menu and ease of use and location, I've narrowed it down to two possibilities.
Please tell me you have at least talked to someone and asked about Hank.
I've done that. Food servers at both locations remember seeing our suspect. They were amazed at his ability to eat copious amounts of food.
I see. Did they compare him to Sam?
Aw, don't worry, Simon. Since we were hitting several restaurants, I was able to pace myself.
I gotta tell you, this guy can eat.
Okay. We're following Hank back. So meet us at the safe house so we can go over these locations. We'll monitor Hank's progress, and if he diverts, we'll notify you.
All right, sounds like a plan. We'll see you soon.
What's so funny, sir?
Oh, I'm imagining Pearman's face when he gets Sam's expenses. I can hear him now. Seven restaurants for lunch?
I'd like to be there to see that. That's an IDF secure number. Richards.
Captain Richards, Jim Bonds. Hey, how's it going out there in cow country?
Not bad. What's it like in Crabland?
Oh, we get by on a pinch. Hey, listen, I just called to update you on what we're doing with the Louis case.
Okay. You're on speaker in my car. Agent Simon and Analyst Jameson and I are following Hank right now.
Hey, Agent Simon, Jameson, you two enjoying the heat?
Not particularly, Agent Barnes. It hasn't rained since we've been here.
Thankfully, everyone here seems to have an air conditioner.
So, what's up with Louis?
Well, there's a possibility that he's headed back to Queens.
Are you following him there?
Well, that's why I'm calling. Pierman is reassigning me back to Boldabar and beyond.
Will you be working on the Dr. D case?
Yeah, because it involves Wi-Fi, yes. I have a similar biometric implant. If the doctor is successful in performing his transplant, Headquarters thinks that I might be able to track him down.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting for you. But what are we going to do about Louie?
Well, you remember Kelly Merritt?
Yes, of course. She's Kate Hawk's sister. Why?
Well, she's been field certified and will be going to New York.
But she's a pretty green rookie.
That's why Holiday at Homeland is working on getting Nelson attached to Homeland for special duty.
Like they did when we worked Sam's case in St. Louis. He knows his stuff. If he's going too, then I don't see any problem in sending Kelly.
James, Tony here.
Hey, Tony.
Will you be joining Captain Nate on this venture of yours?
Well, from what I understand, I'll be with Nate, Captain Tam and her pilot Gabby, and Jaffa the bounty hunter.
I've worked with them all before. Please give my regards to them.
I certainly will, Tony.
When are you leaving?
Right away. I'm at STIP headquarters with Pierman right now.
We were just talking about him. Tell him not to faint when he sees Sam's expenses report.
Oh, yeah. I know those Hongans love their food.
Well, good luck, Jim. And listen, when all of this is over, you'll have to come to Houston. Let me show you what a real steak tastes like.
You're on. Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Sounds like he's in for a bit of adventure. I'm looking forward to my first space mission.
Don't rush it, Jameson. It's not all what it cracks up to be. Long travel times, boredom, bone loss during those weightless times, and intergalactic food. And be prepared to eat things you've never thought you'd dream of eating before.
Sounds like fun to me, sir.
Yes. Ignorance is bliss, Jameson.
Jeez, you'd think for a resort they'd have better roads. Some of these potholes look like artillery impacts.
You're right about that. Since turning this area over to commercial enterprise, they've let the infrastructure go to crud.
They have a small dispensary in Cali City that can deal with most medical emergencies, but for the more serious ones, they'll medevac to the old hospital.
Otherwise, the right there would probably kill them.
They're probably going to wonder why we didn't air shuttle in these supplies as opposed to trucking them in.
We had a split shipment.
We did?
Most went to the hotel. The smaller shipment goes to the hospital.
Ah, right. And because the shipment was so small, we couldn't justify a shuttlecraft.
That sounds good to me, as long as they buy it.
And if they don't?
Lock and load and call for backup. Don't worry, I doubt it will come to that. Now let's go over the plan once more.
I'll drive us to the receiving dock.
Yes, and then what? Gabby? Gabby, are you all right?
Yeah, sorry. Backing a truck up to a receiving dock kind of caught me off guard.
Ah, yes, that skirmish you, me, Tam, and KL had in that bunker warehouse near Death River. That was pretty intense. Are you going to be all right?
Absolutely. No problems here. Just made me think we're not going to have a bunch of X-Rage mercenaries come to our rescue if things go south.
South as in going bad. I don't think the hospital is heavily armed or guarded like that bunker was.
I know. You're absolutely right. It's just, here we are in a truck again, delivering supplies to a place we need to infiltrate. Okay, so, back to the plan. I'll deliver the manifest to receiving and say you are my security, since we're hauling controlled substances.
I'll supervise and guard the cargo while you do the paperwork with receiving.
I'm going to insist that we personally deliver the supplies directly to the lab, since they'll have to sign for them.
And if they refuse to let you do that?
I'll tell them I'm not releasing these much-needed supplies since the recipient refuses to sign for them.
And I'll let them know that they personally will have to answer to IDF headquarters.
Assuming they buy that story, I'm sure they'll call for someone to come and sign for the supplies. I'll try and persuade them to let us deliver them, since they'll be crated on our hand truck.
If all of that fails, what's the expression you use? We'll be flying by the seat of our pants.
Making it up as we go.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9, you got your ears on, Jaffra?
Tam's joking with you. She just wants to know if you're monitoring the radio.
A rather peculiar way of asking. I copy you, Captain Tam, and yes, both of my ears are securely attached to my head.
Sorry, Jaffra, just a little Planet 310 humor there. We're all in the Mercury, wondering about your progress.
Don't worry, we're definitely progressing. We're out about a half standard hour, no incidents to report.
We heard from one of the locals that the road is pretty rough shape.
Yes, it is. And there's nothing pretty about it.
Hey, big guy. I left a little present for you in the glove compartment of the truck. Check it out.
A present? What's he talking about?
Well, let's find out.
What the?
A bottle of Cerulean whiskey? That's the most expensive beverage in the galaxy. What am I supposed to do with this? We need a clear head for this mission.
I have had a lot of dealings with these cargo handlers. A bottle of this will go a long way in smoothing out relations.
That's funny, Nate. We did the same thing in the service, except we used cans of coffee.
That works too. But this is quite effective, especially in a party place like Cali City.
Well, thank you, Nate. We'll make good use of this. We're over halfway. I'll radio you when we're close.
Sounds good. Nate out.
Well, think of it this way, Jaffra. If our mission fails, we can both drown our sorrows in Cerulean's finest beverage.
That was pretty generous of you, Nate. That is the most expensive drink ever made.
Not to worry. I got a real good deal on a case.
Good deal? As in the IDF never saw it?
Let's just say it was tax-free and left over from one of Rick's deals.
That's all you needed to say. Rick Rogers was the master of the deal.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I heard that those kind of deals were catching up to him, and that's why he retired.
There's so much scuttlebutt floating around, you can't believe half of anything you've heard.
Maybe we should put this bottle away. I see on the monitor that we might have a visitor.
You're right. It could be an inspector.
I'll put your glasses away with the bottle.
Looks like they are flashing a badge. I'm dropping the cargo ramp. Everybody act relaxed.
No worries there, mate. After that beverage, I'm almost too relaxed.
I wonder what they want. We've passed all the required inspections.
Well, we're about to find out.
Hello, Nate. Did you miss me?
Bella?
Why, after all of this time, has Bella returned, and what could she want? What will Hank's next move be? Will Louis travel to Queens as Barnes heads back to Baltimore? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Bella's Back.